you could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Cats, am I right? Here are some things we bet you didn't know about our feline friends. Number one, cats have twice as many neurons in their brain as dogs. Number two, Isaac Newton invented the cat door. Number three, cats spend 70% of their lives sleeping and 99.9% of their days meowing at you. Number four, ancient Egyptians would shave off their eyebrows when their cats died. Number five, house cats share 95% of their genetic makeup with tigers. Number six, the oldest cat in the world was 38 years old. Number seven, feline experts believe that the frequency at which cats purr is healing. Number eight, a group of cats is called a clowder. Number nine, cats may seem like they have nine lives, but really, they have an infinite number, thanks to the parallel universes. Cats, right? This message is brought to you by your Ilophile DJs of WRUV-FM Burlington.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is holding a free conference in Vermont on July 15th as part of its Educating Across America tour. We will provide Burlington area residents with information about brain health, caregiving, support services, and more. It will take place at the Burlington Harbor Hotel. Learn more or register for this free educational program by visiting alzfdn.org/tour or calling 866-232-8484.
This message is brought to you by your friends at WRUV FM Burlington.
Mouse is too loud. world enough to be one mind. Tell you once, tell you again. Ego. Let's do it like this again.
I like it like that. and I'm clean.
You're on ya, but you're
if you know what I mean. I'm
my sincerest regards. Why the rising tide of troubled waters we cross into the fire and frost when the desire is lost? Is it survivor's remorse that raised higher the course? During the year of the horse, I had so much to resolve, it hung me over. I was fearing the hair of the dog. They killed my homie. I was there when they carried him off. When we buried him, we wrapped him in Nigerian cloth. They told a story about him having a malaria cough. They tried to say he had a weapon that was clearly a torch. I hold the fury so they fear me, but it nearly was washed. Expecting me to be forgiven like it really was squashed. But I have seen so much that I can never be hushed. I've been the bearer of a burden that is heavy as fuck. I'm pure legacy, incredibly, I'll never be touched. It ain't nowhere to go from here but up. While we were all in denial and seeing the murderer smile as he was brought in the trial, I watched the vulture circle the weight in the fall of a child and canines devoured alive the call of the wild. I couldn't accept the charge for the call of the void or for progress destroyed over Darwin and Freud. Survival totally could depend on the toss of a coin or a pawn, which organization allowed you to join. I live on the borderline like a dishwater blind, or like Malcolm suiting up the head to the Autobahn. I caught a vibe I would have taken as some sort of sign where I'm more aligned, but I was running so short of time, and I have felt so much that I am numb to the touch. Whenever assumptions make it hard for me to function is rough, cause every something I ever wanted was once in my clutch. So ain't nowhere to go from here but up.
Oh,
dear.